That now infamous tweet that Roseanne Barr sent out yesterday cost her her job. ABC canceled her show after Roseanne tweeted about President Obama's former aide, Valerie Jarrett. She wrote, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ." Roseanne has apologized, but she was tweeting in response to another tweet from a website called SGT Report, which bills itself as the corporate propaganda antidote. The top story on that site today is about Pizzagate, the debunked conspiracy theory that Democrats were using a D.C. pizza restaurant for child trafficking. Roseanne Barr is no stranger to conspiracy theories, which are gaining influence in the age of Trump. Joining us now is Jane Costin, senior political reporter for Vox. Jane, welcome.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing well. And let's start with this site, the SGT report that Roseanne was retweeting. I've never heard of it.
Well, I don't think most people have. I think it's important to be clear that this particular corner of the right-wing internet is not very big, but it's very deep. And there are these outlets, which I think Roseanne has a lot of experience with, that are basically just pushing forward conspiracy theories, among them Pizzagate or QAnon, which is a conspiracy theory that argues that Robert Mueller and Trump are working together to arrest Democrats, and there will be 20,000 people sent to prison, including Hillary Clinton. And that's just the very start of it. But this is a space she knows extremely well. She's appeared on conspiracy-minded podcasts for another site. In 2017, she appeared on one saying that the reason why Hollywood wasn't behind Trump is because they're being controlled by the CIA through MKUltra, which is a real CIA experiment conducted in the 1960s. And so this is a space Roseanne had a lot of experience with and has for a very long time.
And when it comes to Valerie Jarrett, and she was the target of that Roseanne tweet. Now, a lot of attention has been paid to the Planet of the Apes part, people calling that racist. The other part of that tweet is the Muslim Brotherhood part. Now, there is a theory out there, it's a hoax, that Valerie Jarrett, in her 1977 Stanford yearbook, had a quote in there that she said, "I'm a Muslim and I want to make the U.S. More of a Muslim nation." That is a fake yearbook photo that's been floating around on the internet for some time.
Right. Well, especially because Valerie Jarrett's parents, James E. Bowman and Barbara Taylor Bowman, were both American-born African-American citizens from Washington, D.C. and Chicago, respectively. They were living in Iran at the time while her father served as chair of pathology at a children's hospital in Shiraz, Iran. This is before the fall of the Shah in the late 1970s in Iran. So this would be under, you know, under a very different regime. And, you know, first and foremost, Valerie Jarrett was not Valerie Jarrett at the time. She would have been Valerie Bowman as she got married in 1983. But this is something I think that there really is, and this is very easy, you know, to push online through memes or through these images that go viral, is that, you know, this is very clearly a fake yearbook photo. People do not say things like, "I am an Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith." That doesn't make any sense, you know, from coming from a fluent English speaker or like an American citizen. It confirms what people want to believe, which is that this person who was very close and is very close to former President Barack Obama is some sort of suspicious Muslim interloper. I think that, you know, it's interesting because Roseanne has also tweeted incredibly offensive insults about Huma Abedin, who is, you know, very close with former Secretary of State and former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. And so I think that there very much is, especially within the more conspiratorial sides of the far right, there very much is this idea that Barack Obama, not only was he Muslim, but he was just surrounded by, you know, evil Muslim interlopers.
Now, Roseanne is not alone in believing some of these conspiracy theories. You call it a small corner of the internet. You could say that President Trump has encouraged some of these conspiracy theories, especially when it comes to the deep state, which he talks about all the time. How many people believe these things, and how much does mainstream news in some places encourage it?
Well, I think to answer your first question, I would say the number of people who believe in this is not particularly big, but the people who do believe it a lot. And so, you know, we're not talking millions, millions of people, but we are talking about the people who do, who are very active online and very active in wanting to talk about these conspiracy theories and discuss them and kind of reprove them to themselves. And to your second question, I think that one challenge that mainstream news has is I think that there's very much, you know, after the end of the Fairness Doctrine in the 1980s, but also the sense that, like, well, you know, both sides have a good point. And this idea that you need to present people with, well, this is what some people say, I think that that, in a way, can encourage this, because I think that there's an urge to want to focus on the conspiracy theories, an urge to want to just, you know, focus on it and then disprove it, or, you know, try to explain why people believe it, which actually doesn't help disprove it, but it does help to spread it.
That's Jane Costin, who is a senior political reporter for Vox. Jane, thank you.
Of course. Thank you.